you know which one it is?
Like there's no one at home.
There isn't tonight. There will be later.
Ah, okay. So the light is...
Yeah, the lights are off.
Yeah.
Get prepared for chaos and mayhem. So I think you could take that one, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend. Has it been raining or is it foggy?
Oh, yeah, it's foggy.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah.
Let them get cold in there. I've got it, yeah. Just to make sure I can get it in. I don't want to be left out here. Be quiet.
Everybody left him alone.
What, the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very often they're left alone like that, but I'm afraid it wasn't avoidable today because people are at work or...
And everybody's...
Yeah, everyone's out doing something. That's it, I've got it, thanks. It's alright, they can't get out. Right. Just put, can you put that one down there, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, good
thank
night.
Thank you very much. I'm home from dialysis. This is me arriving home to two crazy dogs who haven't been fed. And this is only the third time in 6.5 months that they've been left on their own. Usually there's someone here or someone comes home. Oh, it's cold in here. Okay, I fear for my arm now. Don't hang on me. All right, calm down. All right, Niall, good boy. All right, that's not Niall that's making all that. Jingle. He runs up the stairs, that's the little one. Okay, that's a little one. Put the feet on. Right, I'm going to take you out first before I do anything else. All right, get down off me. It hangs on my cardigan now, I've got to be so careful. Niall's dragged his quilt, which is what he has in his bed, a duvet. Right, I'm going to put my phone down for a second because I need to be very careful. Stop it! I need to be very careful what I actually do with this arm. Before I sit, Niall, come here, good boy. They're dying to go, I think. Wait. Okay. Right. Go in your pen, get busy. Niall is dying to go. Yeah, they don't usually. I went at 3 and I don't usually get back this late because it's gone 10 now. And usually either Ronan's home from work, or Connor comes home, or both, or Obi, if he's on early, he's home. Right, okay. Niall's still going. He's probably doing the longest wee in history. All right. Good boy. That's it, okay. I've got my phone in. I can't speak over that. He's deaf, he doesn't hear it. Look, Niall and I aren't deaf. I'm very worried about my arm being here on my own because I'm not meant to bend it or use it. I have to use it a little bit because it's unrealistic not to be able to do it. And it's my right hand. It's freezing in here. It's foggy, as you've probably heard. I put my hand on the handrail and it was absolutely saturated. Right, okay. Now their dinner is ready. So all I have to do, the first thing I do is wash my hands, always. But I'm going to let that water, he's having a drink now. I'm going to let that water run warm. It'll be very interesting to see what kind of dinner I can, meal, what I can concoct with one hand. I have no ready meals. I do get them sometimes, and usually Ronan will give me a hand with things. He might not do it, but he will help me. But I haven't got that today. I hate coming home to nobody. I feel very, very sorry for people who've got to go home on their own, especially elderly people, which I'm not including myself amongst. Oh, let's get their dinners. Their dinners, I always get them prepared beforehand, because if I have to, either someone else can give it to them, or if they don't, or if I'm home first, which is very rare, then I don't have to do anything, it's just done. And that's Toof Toof's. He has a different dried food, obviously. Good boy. Go on then. He probably won't want to eat it. He doesn't really want it. He will eat it in a minute, but he's more pleased to see me. Niall, come. Okay, sit. Go on then. You go and eat yours as well. Even getting the plate out of the cupboard is a bit of an ordeal because I have to move things out, which I would normally do with my right hand. With my left. My right hand is down by my side. It's the possibility of bleeding. If he bled now, it would be, because especially because I'm here on my own, it would be a 999 job. I could probably manage it if someone else was here, but I would not want to try and manage this on my own. I mean, I'd have to initially before the ambulance got here, but it's not something I would wish to manage alone. Right. It doesn't happen very often to people, but there's always a first time. People, if they're going to bleed, usually bleed back at the centre when they stand up, or they use their arm to go, they could go and wash their hands, and, you know, they bend their arm or whatever. I'm putting toast in the toaster with one hand. I'm going to have a poached egg, but I've got an egg boiler and I'm not going to use that because I don't think I can do that with one hand. I'm going to look for some vegetarian hot dogs. I don't know where they are. I hope they came. Not looking very hopeful so far. Okay, I'm going to open them with scissors with my left hand. That could be interesting. So what I have to do is stand back from the worktop, just place my right hand on the bag so that it doesn't move, but it means my arm is stretched out and I nearly cut my fingers off with my left hand then. Okay. This is not easy. Just need to get a little tear in the bag like that. That's all I needed. I don't know how quite I'm going to get it undone, but it's unsealed, if you know what I mean. So what I can do is place my right hand on it, but stand well back so that it's not bending, and pull out with my left. Instead of lifting the plate up, slide it along. Open the right thumb, right away with my left hand. Lift in. See, normally I would probably not be quite so careful, but as I said, I am here alone. Right. saucer because I'm going to poach an egg in the microwave. Toast is cold. Never mind. I'm so hungry I could eat anything. But, oh, what was that? I'm going to fall on my egg. I don't know what that was actually. The microwave is very noisy. I can't find anything easily that I can eat in this cupboard. I have some mini cheddars which that keen on, but I don't know where they are. I can eat them safely from a potassium point of view at least. My left arm gets very tired on these days. I forget how much you do with your toast hands when you don't know, when you can't. Right, what have we got now? And they are. Good. Slide it a little bit. I hope it doesn't go on the floor. Right. Ooh, I'm only just managing this. With the saucer. I've got small hands and I've had to spread it across one hand across the saucer to carry it. Because I think if I just carried it in one hand, it would probably have gone everywhere. Do you know what I mean? And I just carried it between my finger and thumb. Shut up. I'm getting my toast out of the toaster. Bloody maniacs keep going on their motorbikes around here. Too runny, then I can put it on the toast and pick it up rather than have to. I don't have to help. Now get a knife out. had two digestive biscuits at 5:15. And, there you go, that's it. I'm just gonna get this off with the knife. Tomato sauce for me. That's a freezer. Okay. Okay, so I want to sit down. Okay. Get this off. And on to the toast. Funny mixture, hey? Now, I have to... I'll come back and let you know how it went. Okay, I managed to get to the table by simply holding the plate with both hands, but I had to walk with my... You know, normally when you carry something, you normally have your arms bent. I have to have them stretched out. And I have to take all the weight in the left hand. Well, not that it's much weight, you know what I mean. And there's fireworks going off. Motorbikes going everywhere. Can you hear the fireworks? I'm guessing this time next week it'll be a lot worse. It hasn't been too bad so far this year. Oh, go away, Tooth. I've got nothing for you. Thank you, Luna. I'm eating this with my hands because I can pick toast up with the egg on it. And the hot dogs I can pick up. It's a bit dry. It's all right. No tomato sauce. Then I'll make a cup of tea in the microwave. That's what I have to do. I can't lift the kettle. Nice and warm now, though. Oh, clocks go back, don't they? Get down. He's putting his paws on my knee. Don't beg from the table. You will get nothing from me. Did he hear that? Oh, you probably can see it. He never minded fireworks when he could hear. I'll pull the curtains in a minute. I forgot to do that. Hello. Hello, mister. You should fill me up, really. I do come home starving, but once I start to eat, I can't... That's nearer, that one. All the windows are shut. Oh, it's so nice to be home. I was late getting there today because transport have got me down on Saturday. It's been dialysed at 5:00. I never got on at 5:00. Unless there's a problem at the unit and they're running behind for other reasons. So I got on at 5:10 and I need to do 4 hours. But they wanted me to finish at 8:50 because it's Saturday night and they don't want to be there at the last minute with the transport. So excuse me eating. They said 8:50. It was meant to be 9:10. I said 9:00, so they agreed to that. That meant I finished at 9:10. No, 9:00, sorry. I started at 5:10, finished at 9:00. Then they have to take the needles out. Some people have them both out at the same time. I haven't tried doing that yet because it means I've got to hold them both. So what the nurse did was to take the first one out, I held that. Then she took the second one out, I held that. No, she held that. Then it was time to check for the first one to stop bleeding. I held the bottom one while she checked the top and put the dressings on. And then she did the bottom one. I was in the waiting room by about 9:15. And we only had to wait till 9:40. They close at 10. But they can't go until everyone's out of there. But there was a lady who can't speak any English or understand it. And she was going into one about it, which was a bit, well, I felt sorry for her because she's an old lady and it must be very disconcerting to go somewhere like that and have no understanding of what's going on. But she kept getting up, walking about. She went in their office, she got told to go out. Not allowed in there. And she keeps ranting. She doesn't seem to grasp the fact that we don't understand what she's saying. One of the sisters there, Mary, so she thinks she's speaking Punjabi. But Mary is from India. But and she does speak a lot of languages, but not that one. So it was quite difficult. Here we go. Plate getting back to the kitchen. Okay. Pull the curtains as well. I think once I've eaten, I do, oops, I don't know what that was. Okay. Oh dear, I am tired. Right, now, he's drinking again. I use little tiny cups. Well, they're 150 mils from China. Microwave and dishwasher safe. Now, I have to do it when turning the tap on. I have to hold the cup in my right hand, stretch it, but stretch it. Fill the cup up. Okay.
microwave to heat. Right, I'll undo the curtains while that's in there. If I can find my phone, it's there. I'll be walking home about midnight. Let's put that on the table while I do the curtains. That's the different, not the table that I was eating at. We've got three tables in here. A dining table, a coffee table, and an occasional table, I suppose you'd call it. It's a conservatory table. Oh, it's hard to reach the curtain with my left hand. That's one done. Okay, that's better. Don't really want everyone seeing what we're doing, do we? Do we, dogs? Folded the chair, there's a chair there, and again it's a conservatory one, and it folds, the back folds down, so I folded it down so I could get the curtains behind it more easily. Okay, I have a donut, it's the last one left and it's a bit stale, but this tea black. I don't really like black tea, but it's the easiest thing to do. I have got some little tiny, I might have one of those pots. They're the, what I use for my teas made actually, but I've got some down here. Now I need to put a tea bag in though. Getting this lid off is not easy. Again, I have to do the thing where I stand back and hold it with one hand stretched out and then operate the lid with the other. So I'm going to pull off there. I can put it back on with one hand. Get a plate from the donut. Okay. Ooh, I'll take a phosphate binder before I forget. Oh, sorry, Tooth. Don't get under my feet, please. I don't really want to tread on you. Okay. Where, oh, where is my phosphate binder jar? Oh, goodness. Okay. Now, again, I have to do the thing with the straightened arm because it's got a child cap on it. I didn't put the dogs away either. They'll be merrily defrosting. There's Pinky. I'm holding them in my left hand and opening the freezer with the same hand. Shut the door. Okay, how about this milk? Direct that with my left hand into a tiny cup. Donut, donut, where are you? It's a bit stale, but I actually like them like that. Now, I'm going to leave that tea brewing and go and eat this because I don't trust Tooth. I can't carry both things. And I don't trust Tooth not to get up on that small table. I trust Niall with my life, but not this little thing. This little poodle. He's got very naughty in his old age. Okay. Oh. Okay. I even have to eat it with my left hand. Because the other one would... Why it would involve bending the arm. Oh, it's so nice to be home. I could have revived this in the microwave, but I like it stale like it is. It's not really stale, but that's a few days old. No donut for you, mister. He's standing on the floor. You got an itch? I'm near the radiator, but because it's quite cold tonight with the fog, the house has taken quite a long time to warm up. I don't think it's particularly cold in temperature terms. Very quiet. It is very tempting to go to bed, but again, if I have an issue, not a good idea. I should probably fall asleep down here. I'm just going to take my plate and get my tea. I should probably fall asleep before I get home. I usually do. I'm not even going to bother putting this in the dishwasher. I'm going to put it in the bowl. Niall, I wish you wouldn't put your bed there because I'm not picking it up right now. And to be honest, it's a nuisance. If I tripped over it, it wouldn't be good. Let's try this black tea. It smells very, very strong. It's actually okay. In small doses. That's alright, actually. Okay, I will love you and leave you there, folks. Sorry this has been a bit boring, but it helped me pass the time when I got home dealing with all this business.